Prime Minister has asked the head of his department to look into the revelation today that Federal Minister Bridget McKenzie awarded $36,000 to a shooting club of which she was a member. The question, did she breach ministerial standards? It comes after the government has been forced for a full week to defend Senator McKenzie's allocation of sports grants before the last election, found by the Auditor General to have been biased. Others say there are also concerns about the legality of her processes. Also being admitted by the government only tonight, the Prime Minister referred the broader grant program to his department head last Friday. The Prime Minister has stayed away from the media today, but the Attorney General, Christian Porter, has had his turn at explaining the grants as the opposition calls for Bridget McKenzie's political scalp. Here's political reporter Tom Eagledon.
Government ministers are getting hammered about the sports grants controversy whenever they stick their heads up for an interview. Attorney General Christian Porter is no exception. He sat down with Perth Radio 6PR's Gareth Parker today.
Isn't this exactly the sort of thing that makes the public vomit about the conduct of their politicians?
Well, ministers, it's not unusual for ministers to have final authority on grants.
Adding to the controversy are revelations in Nine newspapers today that the then Sports Minister Bridget McKenzie, who was in charge of the sports grants program, failed to disclose that she's a member of the Wangaratta Clay Target Shooting Club before awarding it $36,000. Labor says it's another Bridget McKenzie misfire. Here's Shadow Attorney General Mark Dreyfus.
Bridget McKenzie has a clear conflict of interest, and for that reason alone should be resigning from her position as a minister.
Though it wouldn't be unusual, would it, for members of parliament to be patrons and members of all sorts of sporting clubs and perhaps not even very active members, as appears to be the case here?
She's a full member of this club, and she didn't disclose that she was a member of this club.
Graham Coyle's a committee member of the Target Club and says the money was used to build new toilets so female members no longer had to duck up to the local pub when nature calls.
These ones that we've got here are absolutely magnificent. They're disabled, wheelchair able, and they're just a godsend as far as the club's concerned.
Christian Porter says part of the job of every parliamentarian is to get involved in community organisations, just like the Clay Target Club.
Like the list of clubs that I, as a local member, would be a patron of or a member of in my electorate is just enormous. And like we actually have to keep a rolling list of
it. There's
that.
A reason you have to keep list of it, so of that course, these situations don't arise.
Yeah, but the situations are different depending on your level of involvement.
And he's playing down last week's report from the Auditor General, which said Senator McKenzie favoured grants for marginal seats the government hoped to win at last year's election when she overrode a list of more deserving community sports bodies her department provided to her.
An assessment that was put by a ranking of the department, in this case Sports Australia, which is a Commonwealth corporate entity, and the minister had also a ranking, and the two of those were interposed and produced the final result.
But there's doubt about whether the legislation establishing the grant even gives the minister the power to interpose or change Sports Australia's recommendations. And it's the Attorney General who's been asked to look into that question.
It's not an investigation or anything like that. I'm just commissioning advice of Australian government solicitors to try and find an answer to a question that was unanswered by the Auditor General.
But Shadow Attorney General Mark Dreyfus is suspicious about a member of the Cabinet looking into the actions of one of his colleagues.
The fact that he is prepared to already defend her shows that he doesn't understand his role as the first law officer of the Commonwealth.
Do you trust, though, that the advice that he will get from essentially senior bureaucrats, legal bureaucrats, will be fair and honest?
Of course. The Australian Government solicitor is very competent lawyers at the AGS. But Mr. Porter, at the moment, might very well keep this secret.
Shadow Attorney General Mark Dreyfus, Tom Eagledon, our reporter there, and a spokesman for Senator McKenzie, says because the Clay Target Club membership was worth less than $300, a declaration to the Senate was unnecessary.